The views and opinions expressed by the following program are those of the host, guest, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station or the Webster Rock Hill Ministries, its management, or other host or underwriting sponsors. Programs presented on KWRHLP are for educational and entertainment purposes only. Views which are presented are for educational purposes only and are not intended to treat, diagnose, or claim any cure of disease or condition.
This is Amanda LaPlante. I fought with chronic mental and physical health issues for decades. Everything changed a few years ago when I changed the way I ate, the way I lived, the way I loved. I took charge of my life, and my doctors and I were amazed at the results. When I saw what was possible, I wanted to pay it forward, so I became a certified integrative health coach, and now I'm on a big mission to illuminate the healing potential within us all and the powerful impact that food, lifestyle, and mindset play in our health. I invite you to settle in and devote the next 26 minutes to your well-being. Let's empower your inner health detective and learn about root cause approaches to prevention and healing. You are listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRH 92.9 FM. With me today is Dr. David Tribus. Dr. David Tribus works with people who feel or have been told that there is no hope and that they must live with their pain and condition. Boy, that hits my heart. He developed the Tribus Transformational Technique through his 30 years of experience, which works through its unique approach of diagnosing and treating each person as a whole. He combines the best of Eastern and Western medicine to bring together tools that help you to feel better fast, and his approach has been proven to work either in person or online. Very important right now. Welcome.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. I am so happy to be here.
I'm thrilled to have you. I've been waiting a while for this.
Yeah, it took a while to make this one happen, didn't it?
Absolutely. And you know, all good things are worth waiting for, and I know this is going to be great. So your treatment encompasses a variety of techniques. Tell me about some of the things that you pull in when you talk about Eastern and Western medicine.
Well, so my background started out in chiropractic. And it kind of evolved from there because chiropractic, although it's a fantastic technique, it had its limitations. And my story and my history went back to where no one could help me figure out what was wrong. I had chronic fatigue before it was actually ever a diagnosis. So my mentor actually is the one who brought me kind of under his wing, got me into chiropractic college, trained me in applied kinesiology. And from there, I started off my journey to help the people who haven't been helped anywhere else, because that was kind of where I was. So chiropractic actually began it all. But then, you know, I needed something else to really energize that their whole system, and I moved into acupuncture.
Okay.
And acupuncture brought up the energy side.
Okay. And I want to, so touch back on, thanks, Chris. Wanted to touch back on your experience with chronic fatigue. Mm-hmm. So tell me about how that impacted your life and what you were dealing with at that point.
So this is a long time ago, in a land far away, as they say. But I was really working two businesses. I was managing a landscape company, but I was bartending at night. And so it created a sense of tiredness at first. That, like, every day it just seemed to gradually get worse and worse and worse to the point to where it was just pure exhaustion. You couldn't even go to work, couldn't function. You know, one day clear as day, I can remember waking up in the morning and didn't have the energy literally to get out of the bed and, like, rolling out of bed and crawling on my hands and knees to get to the bathroom. And I figured, you know, there had to be some answers. And after doing all the lab testing, you know, they didn't know what chronic fatigue was back then, and they were doing the basic medical testing. They basically said, there's nothing wrong with you. You need to go back to work.
Man. And I've been in that spot. How does that feel?
Well, it's defeating, because if there's nothing wrong with you, how could you possibly be dragging your tail around so much when, you know, if you're perfectly healthy, this shouldn't be happening. So, you know, you get all kinds of stories at that point. You know, maybe it's in your head. Maybe there's something going on. You know, maybe you should see a psychologist. And I even did that. And, you know, I was basically told the same thing. You know, there's nothing wrong with you. You're just being lazy. Go back to work. And I'm like, lazy? I work two jobs, right? So it just wasn't a matter. You couldn't push through it. No matter what I could do, it was like I barely make it through the day.
Man, yeah, and you know, by the way, I want to let our listeners at home know we're doing something pretty ambitious here. If you want to see us, you can actually catch us on Facebook Live right now at facebook.com/getrealtoheal or facebook.com/AKLaPlante, and you can see Dr. David Tribus and I. Hello. So you might hear, we're working through some tech, so you might hear me back and forth with our producer here in the studio as well as we deal with that. But it's so good to be able to see your face and connect as you tell your story. And that just resonates with me so much. I have been there. I lived something similar, you know, where it was like, well, you know, you're fine. We don't see anything wrong with you. You know, just go back about your life, and your family looks at you like you're nuts, and you start to look at yourself like you're crazy, and then, you know, eventually things get down the path to where some of those numbers do start to look off, because really something was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So when you got into chiropractic, and then you moved on and into applied kinesiology and acupuncture, and then where did you go from there?
So at that point, you know, I was really understanding or trying to understand more about energy medicine. And so in Chinese medicine, one of the things I would find out is people would come in and we'd work on specific ailments with them and they would start to get better, but then it would come back or partially come back or re-manifest in another way. And a lot of the times it had an emotional component. And as we know, in Chinese medicine, every emotion relates to a specific organ system. So that took me into the emotional clearing work that I do, to where we can actually assess the nervous system to see, you know, where is the blocked or stuck emotion that's keeping you from moving forward in your health. For instance, anger relates to the liver and resentment, the gallbladder, and fear is the kidney. And right now we're seeing a lot of this going on is the stomach is related to worry. So, you know, the emotions that we experience are all normal, but when they become heightened, they can actually drain the energy from that system and create more weakness in that particular organ system. So the emotional clearing technique then allowed me to help clear that up and move them through to the next step.
You know, so talking about emotional clearing technique, what does that mean? What is the process? Because that resonates with me, honestly. You know, I've been through, you know, acupuncture has been massively helpful to me. I had a lot of, you know, anger in my liver, sadness in my lungs. Mm-hmm. I've been through a great deal of grief in my life at a very young age. And so talk to me about the emotional clearing technique.
So the emotional clearing technique basically works by assessing what particular emotion you're having at the moment. For instance, we'll say worry. And then through a series of muscle testing, we'll actually see, is it actually related to the stomach? Is it related to the spleen or pancreas? Because all three of those will actually have a connection to worry.
Okay.
So once we know that, then we can say, okay, so where is it in your life right now that you're worried? And we assess where that particular worry is. Say that we're about finances. So then we go back to when was the original time that you had financial worries, and through muscle testing, we'll take them back to a time where the first time where they really had that emotional stress or trauma or worry in that respect. And so then we do a thing where we connect the emotional reflex points with the organ system. We do the clearing part down the spine. And that's phase one. We recheck to make sure we've cleared that point. Then we go through a series of statements, we'll call them, that actually reestablish or reinstall a new thought or pathway. So if the emotion is worry, I would say, what is the opposite of worry? Right? So the person would say, well, I'm not worrying. Well, we need more of a positive phrase. So each person would have a different take on what that is. It might be freedom. It might be confidence. You know, it just depends on what it was for that person. So then we go through a series of things like 12 statements that accesses different parts of the brain. Like, I give myself permission to feel confident and free. I give I choose to, I decide to. We just go through a whole series of these, reestablishing that trace. And it's like reestablishing a neural pathway for them. So by the time the session is done, what ends up happening is the person, when we go back and think about that initial time, or even the time in the moment, there's less of what we call an emotional charge or less emotion around it, and that helps them to move past that particular scenario.
Okay.
And that's emotional clearing.
And that's emotional clearing. And so that's one of the ways in which your practice has evolved over years. So what are some others?
Well, after the emotional clearing technique, I actually went and got certified in advanced nutrition with the Lumis Institute. I do a lot of enzyme therapy and that type. You know, enzymes are what drive our body. So we're going to use a lot of different enzymes to help strengthen the weakened organ system. Well, from there, started my functional medicine type approach. But then I was like, okay, now we've got the system energized with chiropractic, Chinese medicine and acupuncture. We're bringing more energy and getting it flowing again. We're breaking through the emotional clearing blocks. Now we have some nutrition. Now how do we bump up the energy? And so that's where I started getting to more energy type work, which I started out, I got my master in Usai Karuna, Usai Reiki, and then Karuna Reiki. So I got my master teacher in those. And then I did the reconnection with David Pearl, another energy work to really ground and connect you to heaven and earth. And then I get into quantum healing, and quantum healing kind of pulled a lot of that together so that I learned how to use my body to actually move energy and move energy to people. So whether I was putting in an acupuncture needle or working on somebody, I could actually bring more energy to their system just through that. So that kind of took me into the energy part.
Okay, and this fascinates me. I don't know if you could tell by my face lighting up and, you know.
Yes, exactly.
But I'm absolutely fascinated by it. I have recently completed my attunement for Reiki Master as well. Thank you. Yeah, the Usai. But I'm fascinated by this because it's not really something that's easily grasped. And for most people, you talk about it and they look at you like you have a foot growing out of your head. But it's very real. I've experienced it and it's very real. And so when people look at you like you're nuts.
Mm-hmm. Like most of the time.
Like most of the time, like they do when I talk about this. How do you bring this down to earth for them and make it real?
Well, a couple of things. One is it's actually being used in a lot of, we'll say, operating rooms, to where they actually have somebody doing energy work over the person's head while they're having surgery, and they're showing, you know, less blood loss, better healing times, less infections, all those types of things from the energy work. So even though there's not a lot of scientific research on that part, it at least is bringing it into mainstream. Yes, absolutely. There's a lot of it out there. It's just not made in the medical or in the operating room. The other research that comes out is just showing how our body is basically electric. And what I tell people is that we are energy generators. You know, you don't get energy from coffee or from an energy drink. We have to actually generate it. We have little organisms in our body that generate our energy called the mitochondria. And if those mitochondria are malfunctioning, we have to correct that. So one of the things that Reiki does, you know, you've learned this in Reiki, but when you do this and you rub your hands together, you can feel the warmth. And then when you pull your hands apart, you can pull them apart and bring them together, and you continue to feel the warmth. That's all we're really doing, is that's energy. And so we're going to help bring that energy into the body. So whether we use, you know, Usai, or if we use quantum, it doesn't matter. We're helping to channel the energy to the system so that the body can actually use it to heal.
Okay.
And moving it through congested, I tell people it's kind of like traffic in LA, right? We have to get through that traffic. And so we're going to like clear a path so that we can go right through.
I love that. That's a great analogy. You know, and I have some friends, I'm sure, that are listening to this who are energy workers who are going, okay, wait, you're talking about some different types there that they may not be familiar with. So can you share with us some of the distinctions between those different types of energy work?
Well, I think obviously Reiki has very specific background and usually, you know, the specific symbols and things like that. And as I progressed into the reconnection from that point, the reconnection therapy and reconnection healing is really how we're functioning on earth being gifts from heaven, really. And so it's reconnecting that heaven to earth piece. And quantum healing kind of combines both of those, in my opinion. We didn't really have to use symbols anymore, but I think with my background in Reiki, I was able to bring that energy in. But now, instead of just channeling it through, I feel like I can direct it more with quantum than just letting the body use it by itself. For instance, putting in an acupuncture needle, right? I can insert an acupuncture needle, and as I spin the needle in, I'm actually intending energy into that point so that we can actually move energy through that system more effectively for the treatment.
When you're doing an assessment and you're deciding where to direct this energy, how do you know? Is it instinctual? Is it intuitive? Are there scientific, points that you're looking at? I guess it's a combination of the total intake assessment, but tell me a little bit about your methods and technique.
So I'm going, we go back to how this all started, right? I started with chiropractic. So between chiropractic and acupuncture, those are really my two basic techniques that I use to decide, okay, where am I going to treat today? We have, what is your overall goal? And what are we going to work on today to help you reach that goal? So it's going to change each and every time, just like when you do Reiki and you get drawn either to the lung or to the intestine because they need more energy, we're going to assess and see where that is. And we do that through, tongue diagnosis. We do that through pulse diagnosis. We do that through alarm testing. We go through. And once I find out what the primary is, that area that I'm going to work on for the day, then that's where I move towards energy-wise. Like I might start at the base of the skull. Everybody loves that massage technique where your fingers get in there and start lifting the skull up. But at that same time, I'm doing more of an assessment of how the energy is flowing top to bottom. And if we need more energy to the right, I can work on the right side of the body while they have needles or vice versa.
Okay. And all right. So one thing I want to touch on when we talk about energy is grounding and separating your energy from the energy of others. And I think that this is important to touch on right now, especially because, I'll bring it down to my own analogy or my own example, if you will. I walked into the grocery store the other day, which is an interesting experience during this pandemic. And I noticed, because I am very sensitive to other people's energy as an empath and intuitive, and as I was walking through, I felt anger from some people. And I felt fear from others. And it was just this mishmash of low vibrations that I hadn't really experienced on such an intense level in one place in quite a long, really ever. How does someone protect themselves from other people's energy? Do you see people taking it on? And how do you ground?
So that's an interesting question. And I love that question because I teach grounding to my patients all the time. Grounding is a way of releasing pent-up energy in the body. We've got, if you look in acupuncture, the kidney meridian is the organ system and meridian system that helps your body to ground. It's the only acupuncture system that has an acupuncture point on the bottom of the foot, if this were my foot. So when the analogy I use, if you've ever walked on the beach and the water's rolling over your feet, it just feels so good and you're so calm, you're stimulating kidney one to help calm the body and help relax it. So I tell people, think in the summertime, walk in the early morning grass. And if you can do it as the sun's coming up, we can work on the circadian rhythm at the same time. But you walk in the grass barefoot and just for 5 or 10 minutes, and that allows the earth energy, the grounding, to actually stimulate that kidney meridian, but again, release the negative energy from your body. And in Missouri, we have winter. We had a bad winter this year. What I tell people, another good way to do that in the house, if you're not going to be, or even in the evenings, winter or not, is use some Epsom salts in the hot water and ground your feet. The Epsom salts themselves, the mineral content, will actually stimulate that kidney one. Some deep breathing can help really ground the person at that time also.
Oh, that's super important to talk about. It's so much anxiety and worry and all of the things right now. And you gave some great tips throughout this interview so far for dealing with all of that. Thank you for that. So you really incorporate such a variety of techniques. What's your favorite part of practice now?
Gosh, I think the biggest piece literally is teaching people how they can work on themselves. In this age of telemedicine, that's really came through really well for me because I've already had the background. I didn't have to search out how to explain it to people. I've been doing it in person. But it's really using a few acupuncture points, some Qigong breathing techniques, the motion technique, whatever it is, we can, or essential oils are another big part of my practice, is how can we affect the energy of our body? Remember, we're energy generators, so it's up to us to generate the energy. How can you do that? And so I think that's the biggest part, is watching people do these specific things, and then their face lights up like, oh my gosh, I feel better, or I can move my arm again, or, you know, I'm sleeping better. Whatever their symptom is, all we find out is where the issue is and then help turn that around.
Talk to me a little bit about essential oils. That's such a hot topic. So many people are getting into and on board with essential oils these days. How do you use that in your practice?
Well, I use them practice and everywhere, actually. So essential oils are just that. They're the oils of a plant. They're the lifeblood of the plant. And just like the lifeblood, they have a specific vibration. Now, essential oils are, how do I want to say, they're basically aromatherapy, right? But we have therapeutic grade, and we have those that are just aromatherapy. So we use the therapeutic grade oils, and the idea is by breathing them, we inhale, get this up into the limbic system of our brain, and that helps calm us down. We can actually stimulate the lungs, the tissues. It just depends on what we're trying to do. So, you know, with allergy season, you know, we're using a lot of lemons, lemongrass, some raven, things to help open you up, and so you can breathe a lot better is the big thing.
I love that, and we use those at our house all the time. It's amazing the impact that they can have. Such a simple thing. Such a simple thing.
And we diffuse them in the air, too. So sleeping, you put the stress away, lavender, those types of things.
I love that. So you've been through so much, and now you incorporate so many different things. You see all types of people, and I love what you said about, you know, people that have been told there's no hope. So, you know, what advice do you have for people out there who are struggling, not getting results that they want?
Well, I think that's the biggest thing is everybody, your body is constantly changing, right? Cells are dying off and new cells are coming in. And certain practitioners are going to take you so far. And if you feel like you're not getting any better, it's time to find the next person who's going to take you to the next level. I know when I was really sick, I worked with different people at different stages, and sometimes I would even go back to the previous people because I wanted to be able to get their expertise again. So the biggest thing is don't give up. We have to increase the energy is going to be the big thing. If you're not getting a lot better, your body's energy is not up to a place to where it's going to push you to the next level.
Where are you in your own health journey now?
Where am I? So right now I'm actually working on my master's in Qigong medicine. It's actually the medicinal Qigong. So my health journey has me really focusing on strengthening, conditioning, and actually staying in a place to where I can keep my nervous system calm. So I'm really focused on, you know, people call it a Zen type attitude, but it's really looking at stress from a whole new level. We can talk about that another time, but really decreasing stress to manage your body's physiology and your emotional health.
I love that. And I'm so glad that you said we could talk another time because, you know, I would love to.
Absolutely. Anytime.
You know, and coming from a place where you were in this position of having chronic fatigue and then moved forward through your education and now you're serving and helping others, you know, how does it feel to be on this side?
Well, I mean, that's where my passion comes from, right? When I was, and that's, you know, in the beginning you talked about, I help the people that haven't been helped other places or been told, more specifically, they've been told there's nothing we can do or you're just going to have to live with it. I mean, that's ridiculous. We have people who have degenerative joint disease and things like that. We can get them out of pain. They may not stay out of pain, but we can help them manage it to where they're better. But most conditions, you know, I had a lady who came in and she was in her 90s and she had asthma her whole life. And in 3 months, we got rid of the asthma. And she was like, well, why didn't I meet you 30 years ago? And it's one of those things where when you figure out why the body is going through that ailment, and it's just stuck there. We just have to move them through it.
How can people reach out to you if they'd like to get started with you or find and follow you online?
Well, they can find me online on Facebook. It's Dr. David Tribus on Facebook. I spend a lot of time more. We have a private group called the Better Health Tribe. You know, everybody wants better health and increased energy. Well, we increase the energy through the other side. I'm on Instagram. I'm also on LinkedIn. And during the day, I work at Palm Health in Ladue.
Fantastic. Well, I want to, again, just thank you so much for being on, sharing your wisdom and knowledge. I'd love to have you on the show again.
Absolutely. Just let me know when.
Awesome. Go make it a great day, sir. Thank you so much.
You too. Live a happy, healthy, and energized life.
I love that. I love your tagline. It's great. That is what we all want. Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, thank you for listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRH 92.9 FM. As a certified integrative health coach, I work with clients as individuals or groups in a client-centered process, empowering them to achieve their goals related to health and wellness in all of its aspects: physical, mental, relational, emotional, spiritual, environmental. I look at the whole person and help him or her to create sustainable change, and I offer free virtual or phone consultations, so reach out to me anytime. Here's the number. It's 314-583-6749, or you can reach out online at amandalaplante.com. Be sure to follow me on social for helpful tips and to check out this and other episodes of Get Real to Heal at facebook.com/getrealtoheal or on Instagram and YouTube at Get Real to Heal. As a podcast, you can find this and other audio versions of this show at soundcloud.com/getrealtoheal anytime. We will see you next week. Go make it a great day.